Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, small businesses try to manage growing overtime costs in a tight labor market, and the North Carolina restaurant with an unusual promotion involving a big spider. Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Companies are paying millions more dollars in overtime wages as they struggle to make new hires in an economy that's near full employment. For companies shelling out more pay, the wage drain cuts into profits and can affect new investments. And not everybody is willing to take on more shifts. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Lauren, what's happening?
Everybody's been hearing about the tight labor market. The unemployment rate is now about 4.1%, which means there's very few people out there still looking for jobs, and companies have a hard time filling their openings. Well, they still have to get their work done. How are they going to do that? Often they do it by relying more on their existing workforce and asking them to work extra hours.
How's that going over?
Well, it's both a boon and a burden for those workers. Some people love the extra hours. They want the extra cash. We spoke to a construction foreman in Denver who's basically doubling his weekly paycheck by working 55 to 60 hours a week. Now, that's great for workers who, you know, bodies can handle it, yeah, and, you know, they can make the time to do that. It's also tough for people because they spend less time with their families. Some people just don't want to work the extra hours, and that becomes a challenge for employers.
That's, I think somebody used the phrase diminishing returns, right, when you keep going back to those employees and asking them to work the OT shifts.
Well, that's true, and that's another piece of it. People do get less productive when they're working consistently 50-hour weeks or even more than that. So safety accidents can go up. You know, people might just simply be getting less done in the same amount of hours. So employers do need to keep an eye on that as well.
Wow. I guess it's considered a good problem, right? It means business is doing okay.
It does. We spoke to one company where they install electrical systems and their orders are up 15% over the same time last year. The problem is they're getting fewer and fewer job applications because of the low unemployment rate. And so, you know, their business is booming. The problem is they don't have enough people to handle all of the orders they're getting, and that's why they're paying a lot of extra money in overtime.
You mentioned that one company went out and just got more efficient equipment, right? Kind of replaced some of those hours.
Well, that is one possible solution, but that comes with its own risks. You know, you really have to time that kind of thing, right? Companies can invest in automation systems or even new software programs, something that's going to make them more productive, maybe need fewer employees. They don't have to hire so many people at a time when that's tough. But those kinds of projects can take anywhere from 6 months to 3 years to implement. So if you're doing it, if companies are thinking about doing that now, we've been in a long recovery. It's not clear how much longer it's going to last. Things could, you know, start heading downward. It's risky to invest in big projects with that kind of timing.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. She's written a piece entitled, Companies Forced to Pay More Overtime, Wonder If It's Worth It. What about temporary employees?
Well, that's another way that companies often deal with having more orders than they can fill with the workers that they already have. And this has been an ongoing trend. Companies do more and more on-demand hiring or just-in-time staffing, meaning they try to staff to the point where they won't have any excess labor. Well, that often, you know, if when things are good, means that they just don't have enough people and they're in a position of having to hire at a time when that's really tough. So, you know, one thing they can do is they go to the quote-unquote spot market, which is where you can hire labor, you know, on the spot. So you call a temporary agency like Manpower or Kelly Services and have them send some people over. That's also expensive for companies, though, because they're paying a commission to to the staffing agencies.
Oh, yeah.
And what we found is that they're also even asking their temporary workers to work overtime.
Wow. Is it that some of these companies are too specialized and just can't find people with the right skills? Is that it? Or there's just no bodies, period?
That is part of the problem that companies are having with hiring in general, you know, is people call it a skills gap or a skills mismatch. It's hard to know how much of that is actually the case, how much of it is that companies, you know, don't always know exactly what skills they really need to hire for. Sometimes they're a little too picky almost, or, you know, are not investing enough in training, which would mean that they could hire people who don't have the exact same skills and then train those people with the skills. But that is part of the issue. You know, like I said, we still do have 4.1% unemployment. There are people looking for work, but they may not be the people who have the right skills for the jobs that are open.
Thanks, Lauren. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Coming up next, clever promotion by a North Carolina restaurant. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Finally, good news for people tired of eating plain old beef burgers and are looking for something a little more exciting to whet their appetite. A North Carolina restaurant is offering select customers the chance to eat a tarantula burger topped by a giant oven-roasted spider. How's that for a small business promotion? Bull City Burger and Brewery in Durham announced its sixth annual Exotic Meat Month, which brought such animals as alligators, iguanas, pythons, turtles, and insects to the menu. It also features a special tarantula challenge. The 7-year-old restaurant said customers can enter their names in a tarantula raffle and must watch the eatery's website, Facebook, and Twitter accounts so they know when winners can claim their $30 tarantula burger. The winning customers must contact the restaurant to claim their burgers within 48 hours. The burger features a North Carolina pasture-raised beef patty, Gruyere cheese, spicy chili sauce, and an oven-roasted and very much intact tarantula. Customers who finish the burgers will receive Tarantula Challenge T-shirts. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.